I want to know why you guys are saying that I owe you anything.
Child support agency, you never really love me. You never really love my kid. All you really care about is your money. I told you once and I tell you again. I love my kid, but don't make him a brand. Don't extort me and call me a friend. I paid last month and I do it again. You gotta walk in my shoes. I gotta tell you the truth. You never cared about us. You just wanna get the money and live us a mess.
And I got, see, this is so funny that you guys say this. I pay every month. I paid that on June 25th. I'm pretty sure that's June 25th. It says that I made that payment.
Right. It hit our system June 27th.
Oh, okay. So you do see that I paid for July.
Well,
that was the July payment. That was supposed to be paid July 1st, but I pay it July, June 25th. I pay it 6 days early, just so you guys don't freak out about that.
It is very important that everyone understands this about this podcast up front. It is my opinion as a parent that all children need some type of support, whether it be teaching, whether it be financial support, anything. They need some type of support. The current child support program that's in place right now in America is absolutely wrong. They treat all paying parents like they're criminals, without any regard for what they think. Today is Monday, the 26th of February, 2024. That's crazy. It is 7:30 p.m. and I'm your host. My name is Sean. 2024 is crazy. I remember 1990. 2024. Whew, that's a long time. Let's see. I just, they got this new thing called a vaporizer. They didn't have those when I was, they didn't have them in 1990, but they got them now, and vaporizers are really cool. I like vaporizers a lot. Well, the vaporizers with THC oil in them, not the cigarette or the tobacco ones. I don't even see a point in that, but whatever. But these newer vaporizers, they're pretty cool. And the cool thing about a vaporizer is that, you know, like, you can use the restroom and then, you know, take a couple puffs off it and then be done with it and go back out. Like, no, you can't do that with reefer. Regular weed, you cannot do that with. It always has a very distinct smell when it's burning. It has a very distinct smell when it's fresh. And then when you know, you can pack it in a bowl or pack it in a one or whatever. But it's a pain in the neck, that stuff. These vaporizers, they are very cool. And I just found out from one of my riders, I was taking her to Cureleaf in Mintz County on State Road 64. Anyway, she told me that there they have a 2-grammer vaporizer. Now, if you get a 1-gram vaporizer, the 1-gram vaporizers are huge. So a 2-gram vaporizer, phew, that's crazy big. But anyway, oh yeah, this is a podcast about child support. Child support has done some really crazy things to me. I mean, like, beyond crazy. It's like, can they do that? Yes, they can do that. That's the way the law is written right now. The child support agency, the child support enforcement, there's even a federal branch and there's a state branch, and the law is written so that they can pretty much do whatever they want. Like, if you don't have the money, like right now, like I'm broke, I don't know how I'm going to get their money this month, but it's like that every month. Probably drive it off if my car keeps running. But anyway, so there's a child support agency and there's a federal child support, and it's all built like, you know, like these kids are going to die. It's all, you know, about the kids, and it's all really a bunch of crap. They don't care about these kids at all, but they do care about the large sums of money that come from the federal government to the state government, from the federal child support agency to the state child support agency, in the family courts also. Family courts are really bad. They know exactly what's about to happen, and they get a job, and they just do it, and they do not care. They send people to the child support agency knowing how bad it is, by the thousands. They've done thousands in their lives, and they know. It's like when you see another human being in family court, you know that person is about to go through something very, very bad. So lately, I would say, like, probably since the beginning of the new year, whatever. But I've been doing this thing where I crash out really early. Like, I mean, crazy early, as soon as I can, like right after dinner. And then what I do is I try to wake up as early as possible. Like, the earliest I've been able to wake up is 4. Usually wake up at 5 and, like, hang on bed and check my balances and my email and stuff until 6. And then get out of bed. I'm way more productive that way. Way more productive. And I put out quality stuff. And that happens in the morning. So the idea is to go to sleep. I remember I didn't even used to need sleep. I was like, going to bed? No way. And then now I'm like, I'm in my bed. It's like 7 o'clock. I'm ready to go to sleep. But today is Monday, so I've got a lot done today. I went grocery shopping. I drove 2 long trips to Pinellas County. And this morning I did some stuff on the computer. I forget exactly what I did, but I got a lot done today. So, like, what I've been doing lately is going to sleep early. Like, I am wanting to go to sleep right now. That's crazy, right? It's 7:42 p.m. and I already want to go to sleep. That's crazy. Like, if you know what, if you live with children, that does not happen. They want to stay up all night, and all you want to do is sleep as a parent. And it's like, these kids don't understand. And like, once you get older, everything changes. Nobody understands that. Nobody cares about that. Nobody does anything about it. I guess what the hard part is for me is, like, you know, there are specific things I don't know anything of, but that you have done all your life, you've been able to do with no problem. But see, now that I'm in my mid-40s, it's completely different. So I go to do things like I did when I was, like, in my 30s and in my 20s. And I just can't do things the same as I was. I gotta do it differently. And that's probably one of the hard points for me. I can tell you what was really hard for me when my son was born. Now it's like 17 years, so I'm in the end zone now. Oh yeah, I got an email today from the child support agency that they received my 3rd payment this year. So we're counting down to 12. So after this payment, it posted today and is due on the 1st of March. So after that, I have 8 left to go, I think. I don't even know. Maybe 9. I have no idea. But anyway, it's like before I could see no end in sight. I mean, I don't hate anything or anyone, but I really despise the child support agency. They've done a lot of really bad things. Like right now, my son is in a foreign country. He never contacts his father. But yet, the child support agency, they're like, oh, there's a judgment that says you need to pay $300 every month, no matter what. So, like, say I didn't pay that 1 month, like this one, like, I can't afford it, right? Like, say that happened. This is what they would do in their infinite wisdom. They say they don't like to do this. They do this just to get our attention, whatever. But what they would do is, first they send out a letter, they get paid from the federal government from that. Then they actually do what they're going to, you know, what they said in their letter. They suspend my driver's license. Uber has this thing with the driver's license bureau. I don't know. They know stuff like 30 days before I know it. So they know it way before I do at Uber. So let's say the child support agency, what they do first is if you don't pay, they trip out on you. And the first thing they do is suspend your driver's license. So you got a driver's license. My driver's license suspended. Then Uber finds it. Uber knows before it even happened. Probably before they even thought about suspending it, Uber knew. I mean, Uber just knows. But no more Uber. Once my driver's license gets suspended, that's it. There is no income coming in from Uber at all. Then they send somebody out to arrest you. That's crazy. So, I don't know, like, I probably, a Manatee County Sheriff would come to arrest me. And if for some reason he wasn't able to arrest me, then they put a warrant out for my arrest. So, I don't know what they do next, but if you don't end up going to jail for that warrant, they'll pull you. They got these, I don't know if they got them here, but they got them in Pinellas County. I think the sheriff's office has them. They automatically scan license plates through the windshield, through the bottom of the windshield, automatically. Like, a lot. They run tags in license plates a lot. So there is no human intervention at all. The thing that I know that the police officer actually does is power on and power off the unit. But I don't know, it might be hardwired into the engine, so when the car starts up or when the vehicle starts up, it's just always on. I have no idea, but I know that the sheriff's department does have it. The St. Petersburg Police Department does not have it. They gotta run what I call the old fashioned way. That's so funny. So they have to radio it in or whatever, or do their own search. I don't even know. But I don't think there's anything old fashioned about that, but that's really the way it is. I mean, like, they should be able to do it with their voice. That's what they should be able to do. But if you listen to the outro on this podcast, it's different. And in January 2022, like, I don't know, January 2nd or something, I picked up a St. Petersburg police officer. And he was talking about, you know, that he doesn't like to arrest people because it says in the Constitution that it's against the law to arrest people for money. And that is absolutely true. And that's exactly what they do. But at child support, the best interest of the child trumps the U.S. Constitution. It's like, that's like the main thing. And I think about that all the time. They really, you know, cushion these kids a lot. So when these kids turn 18, and they have the rest of their lives ahead of them, they're soft. When reality hits them, they have no idea because they have no tools. That's just the way it is in America. And, you know, I heard that in Canada, it's even more hardcore. Like, if your child support payment doesn't go down by 15%, the Canadian courts won't even consider your case. At all. I wonder how long it'll be before the child support department actually changes their name and actually, like, what the child support agency does right now is they just treat every parent like a criminal. I mean, everybody. And that is definitely not the case. The way that the law is written, though, is to protect the children. Protect the children. You're not, somebody said you're not allowed to spank your children anymore. It's just not worth it to have kids anymore. It used to be. I mean, having something be very hard is understandable, but the child support enforcement agency, they make it really close to impossible as much as they can. The child support agency is in the family court system is definitely a deterrent to the quote-unquote nuclear family. I actually had to look up what a nuclear family is. And that's kind of cool that you can put that in Google. You didn't used to be able to do that before, I think 98 or whatever. I don't even know. But anyway, the nuclear family is defined as a family. Well, that has both parents or two, it says two people, not both parents. It has two parents in the household and their children. That's the definition of a nuclear family. So two parents and multiple children. I don't even know. Maybe even one child. I don't even know. But I think they should call it something else. That just makes me think of a nuclear bomb. I have no idea. When anybody else think of it, maybe I'm alone and doing it. So since I don't have any girlfriends or have any friends on purpose, I don't have any physical people, but I'm gracious to everybody though and kind to everybody. Like, the reason why I do what I do. Oh yeah, by the way, like, I took a bunch of vitamins down. I think it's 6. And then the Atlas olive oil is the bomb. I took a tablespoon of that. I do all of this every day. And then this morning I rode the Peloton Bike Plus for 20 minutes. And then I went grocery shopping. And then, the very first thing I do is ride the Peloton. Then I went grocery shopping. Then I came back and went driving for Uber for the day. And then I got home like around 5:30-ish. And then I rode the Peloton again for 30 minutes. I do that every day. 20 minutes in the morning and 30 minutes at night. Every day.
So now it's the 27th of February. It's the next morning. I just listened to that podcast and I was babbling. It looks like what I need to do before I sit down with a podcast to do a podcast is hit my vaporizer a couple times, because that makes me talk a lot. But the thing is that I need to stay on the subject of the child support agency. And the problem is when I hit the vaporizer, I don't smoke in the morning anymore. I used to when I was a kid, but I don't want anything to do with it until it's time to go to bed. That's crazy. So I'll post a couple things, the places that you can find me online if you guys want to find me online. And, you know, like the distance, I have a video of the distance between me and my son, which is vast, but I still am ordered to pay by the child support agency $300 every month. Oh, and I submitted an email so that they'll hopefully be able to look that my son is in another country and they don't abide by the judgment, but I have to because I'm in America. So I submitted that to the child support agency and they said that they will send me some paperwork that I need to fill out and send back to them. So either I can send it back to them, but they said the fastest way is to submit it through Florida e-services. So whatever. So they're going to mail it to me. But the fastest way for me to submit completed paperwork is through the e-file system. So whatever they say. Like, if they sent me, like, soft copies of that, like, I could just, like, complete them and then re-upload them, and that would be done in, like, an hour. But no, they're going to send it to me in the USPS mail, which takes 5 days now. When I was a kid, it was 25 cents for a first-class stamp, and it took 2 days. Now it's, like, 68 cents for that same stamp. They got forever stamps now. They didn't used to have those, and they take 5 days to send. So, and that changes everything. If you send bills out, you know, if you send payments out by the mail, they have to go 5 days. When I send a child support, the child support agency, I send it 5 days in advance, and that does not mean they're going to receive it at all in 5 days. There's still some processing time, and if there's a holiday or some weekends in there, then they don't count. They do all kinds of crazy things. So even though I'm sending it someplace in the same state, that does not mean they're going to get it in 5 days. I remember they used to have this thing, and I did it for a very long time for when my child was, like, when I first got on child support until, see, they didn't tell me, but what happened was, like, I put the wrong account in there, and they pulled the funds from the wrong account, so it was an NSF fee. So with any other NSF fees, you know, I just make it right and put the money in there, and you know, it costs more money, but it's fixable. So I did that with the child support agency, thinking that they would act the same way, and they don't. So what they did was, at first, they pushed me over to some collection agency, so I had to pay an extra 10% to that collection agency. And then what the child support agency did was they never let me use that version of electronic payment again. They said that you can make an electronic payment, but you have to make it here now, and it's 10% more, so it's $300. I'm like, I'm not doing it. So every month, ever since then, I've been sending it in the USPS mail. So I go to AmScot, I get a money order, and I take a picture of it, and then I put that money order in the envelope, and then I mail it right there and then. And then, even though the child support office receives it, if it's not credited to my account, I'm still responsible for that. Like, as a parent, I'm still responsible. So until I'm responsible for them receiving that payment and posting it to their account. Once it gets posted, then it's their responsibility. But it's my responsibility as a parent to make sure it gets to them and gets into my account. So even though they have it, it doesn't matter if the person that usually processes my payment is sick. It does. There's a lot of things that don't matter. Until it makes it into my account, until I get it credited, it's my responsibility as a parent. That's crazy. There is no other business that's like that. The child support agency is the only place that's like that, and it is a huge deterrent. See, the thing is that the child support agency knows that they're going to make money anyway. They understand that it is the instinct of a human to reproduce. Humans naturally want to do that. So the child support agency, as long as the laws are still the same, they're still going to get paid. They're always going to get paid, and it's all about money. Now, they will lie and say that it's about the kids, but it is absolutely not. It's really about the money. Oh, and also it's about jobs. They want to be able to employ everybody that needs a job also. Over at my other website, onlyyourbodymatters.com, I posted a graphic with my past 5 months that I've been trying to lose weight, and I've posted the results at that website. So if anybody wants to, you know, follow my weight loss journey, it's over there at onlyyourbodymatters.com. That's where I post. Every 10th of the month, I weigh myself. I have this Renvo scale that I use, and it Bluetooth connects to my phone. So that's what I use to weigh myself. Every 10th of the month, I get in my birthday suit and I weigh myself. I figured that's the only way to do it, because like, I've been overweight my whole life. So the way that weight works is it fluctuates. You know, like, there's been months I looked and there was a month that I only lost 1.2 pounds. And that's the kind of thing that happens when you are not 20 and 30 anymore like me. So if anybody wants to follow my weight loss journey, onlyyourbodymatters.com is where I go. If somebody wants to learn about rideshare driving, rideshare driver.blog is my website. And I really need some type of support right now. So Rideshare Sean support. If you purchase anything from any of these pages, it all helps me out. And believe me, right now, I really need the help.
Child support agency. You never really love me. You never really love my kid. All you really care about is your money. I told you once and I tell you again. I love my kid, but don't make him a brand. Don't extort me and call me a friend. I paid last month and I do it again. You gotta walk in my shoes. I gotta tell you the truth. You never cared about us. You just wanna get the money and live as a man.
Are you a St. Petersburg police officer?
Sure.
That's cool.
Yeah. Good job.
You ever arrested anybody that had a child support warrant before?
Yeah.
Really? What do you mean you're not a big fan of them?
Because that was like specifically written into the Constitution to go to debtor's prison.
Right.
So you shouldn't be sending someone to jail over money.